Hi, I'm Dr. York. Not that kind of doctor. I'm a doctor of communication. Did you know only 7% of communication is the words that we say? That means 93% of communication is nonverbal communication. For example, gestures mean a lot. The most open thing you can possibly do is show the palms of your hands. Now, speaking of hands, let's talk about handshakes. What do you need to give a really good handshake?
Help!
That's right, Sean. Help. A handshake says a lot about a person. Rule number one, always stand up to shake someone's hand. Rule number two, don't be a bone crusher. Rule number three, don't be a weakling. Ugh. Also, gentlemen, please be sure to shake a woman's hand the same way you would shake a man's hand. So if you're someone fancy, like the president, and you take a number of pictures, make sure you're on the camera, the audience side's left side. So when you shake someone's hand, your hand is on top. It makes you look more powerful for those pictures. But you can't always be on that side. So if you are on the wrong side, there's some defensive measures, like this one, the wrap. Or a second defensive measure is you pull them toward yourself so no one's hand is on top. People like good-looking people, and clothes say a lot about a personality. For example, always wear traditional clothing. Blues, blacks, grays, even a pop of red are fantastic. Stay away from the neon green colors. For example, during a job interview, you'd want to stay away from a neon green tie because the interviewer would be paying more attention to your tie than what you have to say. Nonverbal communication can also show that we're listening. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, Dr. York. In fact...
Thank you. So, if you are speaking to someone, if you're currently talking, you should be looking at the other person in the eye about 60 to 70% of the time. On the other hand, if you are listening to someone, increase that to about 90% of the time to show engagement, to show that you are listening. Also, be sure that you're not looking around the room looking to trade up in the conversation. Nonverbal communication can also help you detect lies. Look for things like too much eye contact, hiding behind barriers, or stiff body movements. But make sure you are getting a baseline for the individual, what they usually do, to make sure they are lying or there's just nervous energy. Actually, college students and police officers somewhat have the exact same ratio of detecting lies. So next time you are interrogating someone, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. As a professor of communication, I'm usually aware of my students' feelings. And there are 7 universal microexpressions that everyone has, whether they're from St. Louis, Missouri, Tokyo, or Mongolia. And I'm about to show you all 7 of these expressions while doing something fun. Messing with students. Class, I'd like to remind you that I've canceled the final exam. However, to make up for those missed points, we're going to have an exam today. Sean, thank you so much for joining us. Here's your surprise exam. And since Sean didn't make it a priority to be on time today, I'm doubling the points on this exam. And here's where it gets fun. I don't even like tuna. Yeah, those look like a big F. Here's a tip for interviewing on air or for a job interview. Have you ever played the lava game as a child? Pretend the back half of your chair is lava. This will force you to either sit up straight or lean forward looking engaged. My research shows that you can increase memory recall by 22% just through nonverbal communication. One of those steps, excuse me, is getting rid of all the barriers. You don't need those anyway. Sorry, buddy. Would you believe me if I told you that you could increase your own confidence through nonverbal communication? Simply the Superman pose. So, if you do the Superman pose for just 2 minutes, your testosterone levels increase and your cortisol levels decrease, which manages stress. Everyone do the Superman pose. So remember, the podium is kryptonite. Do the Superman pose once a day and keep the kryptonite away. So as you can tell, communication is a powerful tool. It's not just what we say that's important. Everything from gestures to handshaking to microexpressions to lie detection to how we dress. everything says something to everyone. You're speaking volumes to everyone around you, even when you don't say a word. Because I'm happy.